Michigan officials are trying to create a new multi-billion dollar industry in the state. They want Michigan to dominate research into new energy technology that will eventually replace fossil fuels. By developing an industry based on cleaner power, they also hope the nation's automotive capital will shed its Rust Belt past. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Plutup reports.
Michigan Governor John Engler traveled to Dearborn, home of the Ford Motor Company, to announce the state is serious about alternative energy. He says research and development of new energy technology will very likely be the salvation of the state's automotive business as the internal combustion engine moves closer to retirement.
We can't simply sit back and assume that because we're home to the auto industry today, that somehow we have a guarantee that we remain the home to the critical industry in the future.
Governor Engler says Michigan will provide generous support for new energy development, including tax breaks and incentives for companies that research, manufacture, or buy products that use new energy technology. The plan is being called Next Energy, and it relies on the big three car makers, General Motors, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler, to work together with the goal of creating a new energy technology industry. The difference can be heard between this gas-powered engine and this hydrogen fuel cell vehicle under development by Ford. The hydrogen battery is cleaner, more efficient, and is believed by many to be the future power source for cars and trucks. David Cole is the president of the Center for Automotive Research.
And what we want to make sure happens is that Michigan is really a centerpiece in this activity. And that's where the jobs are. That's where the economic value ultimately is, in the manufacture and the advanced development of these kinds of technologies.
By some estimates, the new energy industry could be worth nearly $100 billion by the end of the decade. In Michigan, it could also mean the rescue of thousands of auto industry jobs. The General Motors complex in Lansing, Michigan employs 11,000 people who turn out 400,000 cars a year. Many of the workers here still remember the layoffs in past downward economic cycles, and the news of an effort to develop the technology to replace the gasoline engine is greeted with optimism, cautious optimism. Joe Pizan works first shift in the auto body plant.
I think it'd be a good idea for us to start working on something like that. It would give us the jump on us and keep jobs here, you know. That's the main important thing, keeping our jobs, you know.
Of course, if the state and the car makers have miscalculated, the results could be devastating to the economy and the workers here. But with the demise of the internal combustion engine a virtual certainty, the people behind this plan say the bigger risk would be to do nothing. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Dearborn, Michigan.